share with you out of the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 8th chapter, beginning at verse 26 through 31. The Bible reads, "And they arrived at the country of the Gadareans, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, 'What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thy Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not.' For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, 'What is thy name?' And he said, 'Legion,' because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep." The basis of our thinking coming from that 31st verse, where the Bible says, "And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep." Supporting scripture coming from Revelation 20 and 10. Revelation, the 20th chapter, verse 10. The Bible reads, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of the fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever." And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. Based on those verses, we like to use a thought or a subject. Even the devil don't want to go to hell. Even the devil don't want to go to hell. If you got it, you got it. If you don't have it, you ought to want it. And if you want it, you can get it. It's free. Free for the asking. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you ever get it, you don't want to lose it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just keep on praying, "Lord, I just want to make sure that you are still with me." Amen. Any witnesses in the house this morning? No, even though there was a time when you were always up here, but life and circumstances brought you down. But even though you came down, you realized, "I still got it." Anybody still got it? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I got it. As I looked at my sister, I believe she felt it this morning. She got it. She got it. Hallelujah. You ought to feel something sometime, especially when you are doing something for the Lord. If you're giving more than that 99 and a half, you'll feel it. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are so thankful to the Lord for blessing us in such a mighty special way. And Brother Fowler, it's just so good to see you. I wasn't going to call your name out, but I'm tired of looking at that smile on your face. And you didn't stand for the visitors, so I said, "Well, he know he's at home." But we love you, and we thank God for you always thinking about us and coming and sharing it. Keep on wearing that big smile, because I think you got it too. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
When the Lord God has been good to you, you can have a smile on your face. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy keep you down to a point where you lose all of your joy. Do know that because you are a believer, it does not exempt you from going through. It does not put you in a position where everybody's going to treat you all special. But just because you belong to God, you got something to glorify the Lord about and to thank God for this morning. This morning, I hope and pray not to hold you very long. I brought a message of warning. I brought a message of a challenge. And to sort of let us know and to give us something to sort of work with, I thought I'd use one of the individuals that's the nastiest, baddest individual that I've ever heard of. We got some folk in here, and even self-included. I've done some things that I'm ashamed of. I've done some things that have been out of the will of God. But I thank God that I've never, and I hope I never, ever will be as dirty and as nasty as the individual that is the main character in our text this morning. One that I had an opportunity to live and to be right there with God, but because of pride, because of selfishness, because of wanting to be the one in control, got kicked out of heaven. And ever since that time, he's been messing with the people of God, and he hadn't stopped yet. God created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden, and everything was all right until that one day they run up against the devil. But I just come to let you know this morning that even the devil don't want to go to hell. So if the devil don't want to go to hell, what you think about yourself? Serious message this morning. One that we don't have a reason, we don't have the authority, we are not in position to point the finger at nobody else. If we make it, what a blessing that will be. So by God's grace, he has allowed us to come into the house of God, and we are thankful that we are able, all of us are able this morning to say, I'm still here. I still got the blood running warm in my vein. I still can hear. I'm still able to know that the Lord is by my side. And I believe that we all agree that the Lord God, as Brother Johnson had stated earlier, he got caught up in God being good. God is so good, and he's good all the time, and he's always watching over us. He's always taking care of us, and we should consider it a special privilege just to be alive, to be able to come into this place, whether we come to offer him worship and praise, or maybe there are some that come to ask supplications and ask the Lord God to do some things that you know that needs to be done in your life. There are those that may realize that God has the power to turn some things around that you might be dealing with this morning. And I believe that there are those of us that know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. We got to understand that maybe today all you want to do is just thank God for the things that he's already done, and to thank God for being a healer. Thank God for being the one that will give you peace of mind and harmony. Thank God for delivering us out of our mess. And thank God for forgiving us from our sin-sick soul. And I don't know, I just want to thank God for just being God, and just thanking him for any and everybody that the Lord God has put in our lives. And we ought to have somebody in here this morning that has something to thank the Lord for. I don't know about you, but I get excited about knowing that the Lord God blesses us to despite ourselves. We got to understand that we are all wretches, undone, filthy rags before a loving God. But God loves us, and because he loves us, we owe God some praise this morning. I had high hopes, and I've been working on a message for a couple of days. That message was a message that I felt was going to be uplifting and just get us in a mood of praise and worship, and just sort of get us where we realize that I got something to praise the Lord for. And that message was going to be entitled, I Got a Reason. And the more I thought about that, I just got so excited. But then as I read the Sunday school lesson and I began to read all of the things that were going on, and I recognized in that text where even the devil himself realized that God has the kind of power that I can't contend with. And I got to ask the Lord, my God, don't send me to hell. Even though he's worried, even though he is in a position where he ought to be in hell, he is asking the Lord not to send him down to the deep. So we got to understand this morning that we got to love God with everything that we have. We live in life, and life is all right, but every day that we live, we are one step closer to death. And then we got to understand that when we look at the Word of God, he brought us through a whole lot of things, and he's walked with us hand in hand. And there are things in our lives that we began to scratch our head and wonder, how did we make it? And it wasn't nobody but the Lord. We read a lot of times where we say we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But we walk bravely knowing that I don't have to have any fear because my God is with me. His rod and his staff, they are the ones that comfort us. So all we got to understand is as we walk down in this valley, we are under the shadow of death, but we are also under the watchful eye of a loving God. A God that watches over us through the day and through the night. We belong to a promise-keeping God, a God that is always with us, a God that even in the midst of our troubles and our trials, he encourages us to hold on, a God that lets us know through the Word of God, when I'm at my weakest, God will make me strong. Am I talking to anybody in here? Anybody in here was at a point of giving up in despair, but God stepped in your situation and let you know that I'm still right here by your side. As I challenge you this morning, we got to understand that there's going to be an event that's going to occur in our lives. We all got to get ready. We all got to get ready for a transition because we didn't come on this side to stay. We got to leave this old place called the earth. And one day when we leave here, I don't know about you, but I'd like to think that we are bound for glory. But you are not bound for glory if you have not become a believer. Time when we will stand at the judgment seat of Christ, a day of separation, a day when all the nations shall be gathered together at the feet of Christ. And the Bible declared that we will be divided by our belief. The believers on the right side will be known as the sheep. The unbelievers that will be on the left side, Jesus calls them the goats. So now you got to understand and you got to figure out, where do you fit in? Are you a sheep this morning or are you a goat? If you're a goat this morning, then you better eat your way up to some Word of God and get yourself on the right track, because there comes a time that you got to understand that the Word of God is true. And the Word said that on that day when God get ready to separate, he's going to separate the unrighteous from the righteous. And one thing about it, you can't have no pity party. You can't go up there talking about such and such didn't tell me this. It's your own fault if you don't make it. Every man, every woman got to work out his own soul salvation. It's time out for blaming somebody else because you don't want to do right. Anybody in here always talking about what they said and what they doing and what they said over here, but it's not about the they-sayers or the naysayers. It's all about knowing who God is. And if you know who God is, you ought to want to live and be with him forever. Now, one thing we got to understand, that those that are going to be on the left, they are going to be divided. And those are the ones that are going to burn in the barn. Those are the ones that's going to be on their way to hell. Hell, place of eternal punishment, a place of unrighteousness, a place that is described as a lake of fire burning with brimstone, a place where there's gnashing of the teeth, a place where there's no release, there's no peace of mind, a place where there is eternal torment. Now, you always talking about I can't stand the heat. If you can't stand 102 degrees, then I want to let you know that you don't want to end up and go to hell. The devil don't want to go to hell. So why are you going to put yourself in a position where you might be hell bound? Is there anybody in here that, I know you're not going to answer me, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is there anybody in here feel like you hell bound? Told you. There are times when it sort of gets on your nerve when somebody asks you a dumb question. Didn't I just ask you a dumb question? But that question is for you to think about what I'm saying. That question is, even though you got a giggle out of it, don't giggle too long, because if you don't hear what I'm saying, then hell just might be your home. Now, I'm not able to send you there, but your own life. See, I believe and I know that I don't have a hell or a heaven to send you to. So that's why I had Minister Richard Johnson to read that scripture, because what are you going to give in exchange for your soul? We are talking about eternity. We are talking about the afterlife. After we get through doing what we call our thing, when you finish doing you, then God going to do you. So now when it's time for God to do you, what's going to be the report? Are you going to be able to hear him say, well done? Or is he going to tell you, depart from me? Or are you going to go running up there thinking about, I've been running for the Lord a long time. And when you get there, the Lord say, get on over there with them goats, because I saw everything you done. Nobody is in the position to do that but God. Jesus made it possible that because of his sacrifice on Calvary, that if we confess with our mouths and believe in our heart that he had died and he was raised on the third day, then salvation is ours. He teaches us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We find the word a question, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Now, where do we want to spend eternity? There are basically two types of people walking upon this earth. There are believers, and then there are the unbelievers. Those that are believers are trying to live so and do everything possible in hopes and prayer not to die and go to hell. That's been most of our mindset, is that I want to do right. I want to live right. I want to get my house in order so that when it comes my time to die, I don't die and go to hell. Ever since we were children, we realized that we used to say all the time, all I got to do is stay black and die. But now after you die, you got to go somewhere. Anybody remember that? Well, I'm looking at you. You're still black. You're not dead yet, but we're on our way. So where do you expect to spend eternity? We need to put our lives in check. Need to understand that when I talk about working out your own soul salvation, you got to learn how to recognize the tricks of the enemy. Better learn how to tell the devil to get behind you. James said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now, if you're not prayed up and full of God's Holy Ghost power, I want to let you know, don't mess with the devil. You might think that you're big and bad and you're all of that, but if you're not equipped, don't mess with the devil. The devil is a dirty fighter. The devil is underhanded. The devil is nasty. The devil will get you where it hurts. The devil will sneak up on you. You ever found out that there's somebody that'll sneak you? That's where the devil falls in. The devil is somewhere lurking in the corners. And when you come out, the devil is ready to just stab you right there in your back. Now, one thing I want you to know about the devil is so mean and so nasty that the devil will try to fool you and say some of the things that he knows that you want to hear. And what the devil is set you up so that he can break you down. And after the devil gets you down, then he laughs and moves on to another, because the Bible declares that he's going to and fro seeking whom he shall devour and destroy. So the devil is out to destroy somebody. But I want you to know that there is somebody that got more power than the devil. Our supporting text says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. So the false prophet and the beast are already there at this particular time when the devil get to hell for the final time. He shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. At this point, Satan walks into the jaws of death of the judgment, and that judgment is sudden, swift, and final. He is seized and he's cast into the lake of fire. He is cast into hell. He's put there for, even though he's already in this particular instance, this is after the Lord God has came. This is after the tribulation period. So for 1,000 years, the devil has been locked away. The devil hadn't been able to bother nobody for 1,000 years. But the Lord God gives him an opportunity to come out one last time. And after he comes out, after 1,000 years, you can find the devil is still the devil. Isn't that something? 1,000 years and you can't come out and do what you want to do. You can't bother nobody. But when you get out, you still just as mean and nasty as you was as when you got in. But now, the same devil recognizes the authority and the power of God. The devil is one that is out to rob you. But I remember where I read that it was said that there's nothing that can come up against us that God cannot defeat. I don't care what the devil throw your way. If you're a child of the King of God, then you ought to know that the Lord God is able to deliver you. Now, I know that we are familiar with the tactics of the devil. For it seems like every time things are going good, the devil always get in the midst and causes havoc all over the land. And I want to let you know that the Bible declared that even when you try to do the right thing, that the devil is always somewhere in the midst. But I stopped by to let you know this morning that you ought to be able to praise the Lord our God, because God is God all by himself. And the Lord God that I serve had more power than the devil had. I just stopped by to let you know something about Jesus. Jesus is the one that got all power and authority. And the Bible tells us this morning in our text that he arrived in the country of the Gadarenes. And when he got there, he was right there by the city of Galilee. Now, when he got off the boat, he realized the first thing he ran into was a man that was possessed of demonic spirits. I want to let you know that the Bible declared that the devils had been in this man for a long time. The Bible declared that this was a certain man. It does not give the name of the man. But I want to let you know that this man had had devils in his life for a mighty long time. Now, when the Lord came on the ground, he looked and the man didn't have any clothes on. The man didn't have nowhere to lay his head. I want to let you know that there are times when the devil get in you. You don't act like you ought to act. Is there anybody in here that ever made the statement that if the devil devil that made me do that. Well, I want to tell you this morning, you better tell the devil to get off of you. If you allow the devil to have control of your life, then the devil will take everything that you got. I heard somebody say, don't let the devil ride, because if you let the devil ride, he'll want to drive. And if the devil began to drive you, he'll drive you right on to hell. But I want to let you know that the devil, even in himself, realized the power of a loving God. For the Bible declared that when he saw Jesus, he fell down at the feet of Jesus. And he began to cry out, oh, son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, God of the Most High God. You see, the enemy can recognize the power of God. Even though there was a lot of devils down inside the man, the devil began to realize that this is Jesus the Christ. And he began to say, I want to know what is going on right now. And oftentimes when this man get all messed up, he would cut himself with rocks. He would find himself foaming at the mouth. They began to bound him down in bands and in chains. They put feathers on him and they could not hold him down. They began to try to hold him down to hold his peace. But there was something about that demonic spirit. When the devil get on you, you got a little bit more power. That power is going to run you to destruction, and that power may run you down to hell. But look at what the devil began to say. For the devil began to realize that I have an unclean spirit. I'm walking around in the graveyard. And when I'm in the graveyard, nobody likes an unclean thing. But I want to let you know that Jesus has no respect of persons. Jesus can meet you right where you are. I don't care if you're in the tomb. I don't care if you're in the graveyard. I don't care if you're walking up and down Dixie Street. The Lord our God can meet you right where you are. And I just stop by to tell somebody that Jesus asked the man, what is your name? And the man said, my name is Legion, because I got many devils all down in my body. I want to let you know that there were thousands of devils inside this man. And I want to let you know that this devil realized that I'm in the face of God. And I don't want the Lord to send me to hell. So I'm going to ask my God. And he said, I besought him. In other words, he asked the Lord, I want you to command us that we will not go down to the deep. But I believe that the Lord God, look at the mercy of God. Look at the grace of God, that even the devil and his enemies, that Lord our God saw a herd of swine, and he allowed the devil to come out of the man, go into the swine. But I want to let you know that there was somebody that liked pig feet. There was somebody that liked pork chop. There was somebody that wanted to have that pig for supper, and they realize you done let our money go down in the lake. There's something wrong when a man saves somebody, but he allow all that money to go down in the water. But let me tell you something about God. When the devil went inside the swine, if he would not allow the swine to drown, then somebody would have been eating that pig, and they would have been full of the devil. But I thank my God. I thank God that God already knew I got to get rid of this devil. I got to put the devil in his place. I made the devil go down and drown in the lake. And I want to let somebody know that the herdsmen began to talk about it. Say, look at that man called Jesus. He done delivered the man of everything that he got. And I heard that he got the devil out of the man. And the man is all right now. But they tell me that the herdsmen, they heard that they don't have any pigs anymore. They got mad down on the inside. And I'm going to find out exactly what happened. But when they got there, they found the man got his clothes on, clothed in his right mind, because he had had a touch from the Lord our God. Is there anybody, when you get a hand of the Lord, and I don't care what the devil try to do, but God stepped in the man's life, but God picked the man up out of his condition, but God delivered the man from all of his demons, but God made everything all right. And so the man sat there with Jesus, and I believe he had joy down in his heart. Said, oh Lord, I just want to thank you, because I've been crazy for a long time. That devil been messing me all up. But now I got my right mind. I
got clothes on my back. I got joy in my heart. I want to let you know that you ought to have the mindset. If the devil got sense enough not to want to go to hell, then you all not want to go to hell. If you want to live so God can use you. If you want to die, and after you die, if you want to spend time in that mansion, you better die as a believer. Blessed are they that die in the Lord, for they will be released from all of their labors. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more worry about my tomorrow. But I got Jesus, I got Jesus, and everything is all right. Even the devil don't want to go to hell. Why do you? We ought to use that as a method of encouragement. That is as mean as the devil is. If he can recognize the presence of Jesus, and when he recognized the presence of Jesus, he immediately fell at the Lord God's feet. Don't you know, I would not give nothing to not be able to serve a God like that. A God that is able to take us out of a bad situation. Now, that's why we got to be very careful of the seeds that we sow. Stop calling children little devils. No better than you was when you was coming through. We got to help individuals to know that there are some things that you say or stay with someone. And so you might alter their mindset, because just like us, you have to learn how to do right. And then you got to work at it. It's not an easy task. But the God that we serve, he is able this morning. He will do what no one else can do. And I thought, what an amazing thing that the Bible would allow us to see that even the devil asked the Lord for something. And God was so loving that God gave him what he asked for at that point. At that point, he allowed him not to go to the deep, but he allowed those to go into the lake and die. But then as time went on and you get over to our supporting text, the devil had done all that the Lord would allow him to do. And at the end of the day, the devil, false prophets, all unbelievers will be cast into hell for eternal torment to burn forever and ever. So I challenge you, the people of God, trust God. Get your house in order. Don't exchange your soul for the world, but give your heart to the Lord this morning.